Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Pastor Kiha Pimentel is the church health coach for the Hawaii Foursquare District. Kiha is a coach to athletes, businesses, pastors, and churches. He integrated degrees in engineering and Christian ministry with an entrepreneurial spirit of Jesus. His construction company, Steel Frame Home Builders, has built medical and dental clinics overseas. As a corporate coach for the likes of AT&T, Hewlett-Packard, General Motors Canada, his Hawaii clients even include the legislature, the judiciary, Punahou and Kamehameha schools, the Shidler Group, as well as Foursquare Lutheran, Episcopal, and Catholic churches. Well, God has integrated many gifts into a man of God for such a time as this, and he has encountered the love of Christ. And that's why we're here together today to share the love of Christ with you. Dear one, if you have never experienced what it means to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's our hope. That's our heart. He who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried. And on the third day, he rose again from the grave. And the living Christ today, who has touched the heart and life of Pastor Kiha, will touch your life too. And, you know, if you're a follower of Christ, well, it's our hope that you will be encouraged. I believe you will be built up. Kiha helped plant Christ-Centered Community Church, formerly New Hope Diamond Head, under Pastor Fernando Castillo in 2004. He and his wife Heidi have five children. Pastor Kiha, welcome to our show.
Blessings to you, Danny. Blessings. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, I've heard of Hall of Fame quarterback John Elway. I heard that he threw the football so hard that he would leave an emblazoned cross on the chest of his receivers. Pastor Kiha,
yep,
you
right
caught,
here.
You caught passes. How hard did he really throw?
He threw it really hard. The very first pass I think I ever got thrown, I was 20 yards down. It went through my hands, off my helmet. I remember people laughing. I said, well, I don't want to ever have that happen again. He threw it hard.
There aren't many people in Hawaii, aren't many people really in America, in the world, to say, be able to say, yeah, they've caught Elway's passes, and you have there at Stanford. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Kaneohe. My parents raised us right in Pikoiloa below Pohainani. I'm the oldest of six, and I went to St. Anne's School in Kaneohe. We were raised Catholics. In fact, I remember never missing church. Our family went to church every Sunday except for one when we got into a car accident. And so I participated in the Catholic Church all the way through college.
Who influenced you most in your growing up years?
My parents, for sure. My dad and my mom really loved us. They sacrificed long and hard for us. I was the first in my family to go to college on both sides. Mm. So they worked three, four different jobs to be able to do that. And then I had several coaches who on football fields or basketball fields would, you know, speak a word of encouragement, say that, hey, you are going to be something. You're going to be someone. I had pastors speak to me. One guy in particular, Father Jim Drew, who helped my parents do Engaged Encounter and Marriage Encounter, always was encouraging me, you know, would you be a priest? Would you want to be a priest? Would you consider being a priest? And at that time I said, there is no way. I am so sinful. There is no way. I got so many things going on. You don't know. And, you know, the more I hung out with him and the more that he got to share his real issues, like I said, wow, you know, he's just a regular person like me. So he encouraged me. Even when I was at Stanford, he would fly to Stanford, slept on my floor to encourage me. I love that man still.
How did you become a Christian?
Yeah, good question. I knew about Jesus growing up as a Catholic, as I said. But when I was trying out for the football team, it was one of the darker times of my life because I was trying to stay in school. I practically flunking school. I was thinking, if I didn't have to work the 2-3 jobs, maybe I'll try out for football. Maybe that'll help me that way.
Get a scholarship.
And so that was my the end of my freshman year. And as I was trying out, there was a young man who was on the sidelines cheering me on. I'd never seen him before. I'd never met him before. And he was calling me by name and encouraging me from the sidelines. And when practice was finished, I looked around and he was gone. And that happened a few different practices. And maybe the fourth or fifth time when I saw him, practice ended for us. And I chased him down because he was jogging off, what I found out later, to his own practice. And I stopped him and I said, like, who are you? And his name was a guy named Darren Maurer. He said, you know, you don't know me, but I know you. You know, holy guy, but had a local accent, great talking pigeon, better than me. And so he said, I want you to know, God told me to pray for you. And I never heard that before, that somebody said, you don't know me, but God told me to pray for you. And he said, you can do this. You can make this team. I want you to know that because God told me that you can do it. I just did it. I just made the basketball team. And I find out later, you know, he was a year older than me. He's a Punahou boy, same class, 1979 class. And, you know, being around him, I got to hang out with him. I remember him saying, asking me, hey, you know Jesus? And I was kind of prideful. At the time, I didn't know it, but I said, oh, I know Jesus all my life. I went church this, I went church that. And he said, you know Jesus all your life? I said, yeah. And he said, you know Jesus like you know the president? I went, excuse me? He goes, yeah, the president. You know, like president in the United States, you know who that is? I said, yeah, Reagan. Gives you a little bit about how old
I
am.
We have context now,
yeah.
Right?
He says, yeah, you know Jesus like you know the president. I said, I guess so. He said, no, I'm talking about Jesus. You can pick up the phone and you can call him right now. And he knows who you are. And I'm like, what are you talking? That shook me up. Well, I hung out with Darren and another basketball player on the women's team, Angie Piccioni, I think for the next several months. But within that month, they led me to Jesus, my own personal walking relationship, and it's never been the same. An amazing thing happened from that, and I'm where I am today because of that.
Describe what you felt.
You know, to be a person who knew God from afar and really thinking I just need to behave in a particular way so that he would accept me, that I might go to heaven. And what I discovered later was it wasn't a faith or saving by works. It really was a salvation by grace, that there's nothing that I could do, that he loved me, that he had a plan for me, that he had put people in my life in front of me to say, I got you. I know you. Yes, I'm the king and the creator of all of the universe, but I know you by name and I've got a plan for you. I was speechless. I just didn't know how to respond other than just choked up tears. Wow. What a life.
God sent Darren.
Yes.
And you connected with him. You connected with Angie.
Yes.
What did that fellowship do in those early years of your walk with Christ?
You know, it was so helpful to me to be around men and women who, in Fellowship of Christian Athletes, Athletes in Action, we ourselves then began to invite other people on, either the football team or other places where I lived and worked, to be able to hang out, to be able to walk, really walk. I'd never heard this thing about this personal relationship. So to see somebody really walking it out, to have me be encouraged to conform to Jesus's likeness, that I could begin to think his thoughts and say his words and to begin to pray and to be able to ask the Heavenly Father for things that I would have never thought about asking before. And then miraculously things happen. I said, wow, I want everybody to know this.
Today you're coaching. You're a coach of coaches, really.
Yes.
Many years coaching at your alma mater, Kamehameha Schools. Football coach. I've been coaching among the greats, right, raising up great athletes at the same time. Coaching in the business arena, and coaching now coaches in a spiritual context, pastors.
Yes.
You've got your hands full, but God has given you a sustaining grace of capacity. Pastor Kiha Pimentel is in studio with me today. You can find out more about him, about the ministry, the Foursquare Church Ministry, and his church, ChristCentered.tv, when we come back. How do you integrate a degree in engineering from Stanford with degrees in Christian ministry with an entrepreneurial spirit? It's not as complicated as it might sound, because Pastor Kiha, by God's grace, has been able to do that. Sometimes things might sound complicated, but with God's help, it can be done. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year, and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's the church health coach for Hawaii Foursquare District. I'm talking about Pastor Kiha Pimentel. He's a trainer also for the nonprofit Positive Coaching Alliance, delivering workshops to thousands of coaches, parents, and high school and college athletes. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so grateful that you're with us today. It indeed is a blessing to have you with us, and it's a blessing to have Pastor Kiha with us. You can find out more about our program at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Maybe you're tuning in right now. You can get the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com to find out more about Pastor Kiha, christcentered.tv. Pastor, how do you integrate a degree in engineering from Stanford, degrees in Christian ministry, and then tag on to that with an entrepreneurial spirit, spirit of Jesus?
Yeah. I happen to want to study politics and economics, but I was put into a dorm and roommates who were engineers, and they were saying, hey, forget that fuzzy stuff. Learn something that's going to make you some money. And so I became an engineer and got into building. I worked as an engineer locally for a few years, but it wasn't fun sitting at a desk and drawing beautiful pictures but not being outside. I started a construction company with the engineering in 1990. It still remains today, and we love serving people, helping families dream and build their houses. In fact, right after this, I get to help Imua and Tifa Garza. They're looking at purchasing a home. So from the engineering and construction, my team and I said, hey, let's go serve other people. We would help families in need. We help them locally. We help them outer islands. We've done things at Kalaupapa. And then one year, I remember God saying, hey, take the team on a trip. And I thought it was going to be like to Disneyland or something like that. And it wasn't just a day or two later that somebody said, hey, would you consider building some medical clinics, dental clinics in Nepal? And I said, really, what's it gonna cost? And they said, well, you know, when they added it up, it was everything that we had in our savings accounts, $40,000. But I really felt God say to do it, and my partners deferred to me, and we took the team to go to Nepal to build medical and dental clinics. And you know, I found out there that you cannot outgive God. No matter what we gave him, the blessings that we got back were too far to count. One of the things is that 8 of the 10 members who came with me were not Christian when they started. They all chose Jesus when they were there. They witnessed an exorcism. And I mean, that alone, I remember one of the boys kind of laughing as the voice was a woman's voice coming out of a man's body. And then when everybody else looked around, they said, you know, this is serious stuff. I remember the men having to stop in the middle of building a medical clinic because a woman had brought her baby who had passed away, and she asked us, with the spare material, could we build her a coffin for her child? Every guy was choked up. Every single one of us, you know, got to look at our own humanity and place the child in this coffin. And it really was a game changer for all of us. We came back and people heard about it. We ended up getting more work because of what we had done before. So I say to those of you who are listening, you can't outgive God. Trust him. He's got a life for you. He's got a plan. Yeah, I cannot encourage that more.
What are you most passionate about?
I'm passionate about a number of things. I think the biggest thing for me, though, is that people would know that there is a Holy Spirit that is real and alive today, and that he can fill you now. He can take you to heaven now. It can happen that we can have heaven on earth given his gifts, his power, that knowing these gifts, being able to exercise these gifts, And then to be able to help others know the saving grace of Jesus. That's as passionate as I can be about my life. It's really a fun thing.
In a way, as you speak about the ministry of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit was superimposing the whole orchestration of your Nepal trip.
Yes.
He knew the names of those on your team, your business, the 8 out of 10.
Yes.
Who were not believers.
Yes.
He knew their backgrounds. He knew their names. He knew their likes, their dislikes. He even, I mean, just going further with the extending our understanding of what you just explained, he even knew the lady with the baby.
Yes.
And he knew the day, time, he knew who was going to be there.
Yeah.
And what it would all do to them. And that was just one lens that you could see it through, but he sees far more.
Yeah.
Would you say that's how you've seen him work?
I have seen, you know, those are actually small stories. Mm. An additional one that I remember is we had a man who came to work for us maybe a month or two before we went on the trip. He was living in Papakulea. We were building a house in Papakulea, and he hadn't been working for the last 10 years. He had hurt his back and out of, you know, in and out of trouble. And we just said, hey, come help us pour concrete. He had known how to do that. And then we said, hey, we're going to go to Nepal. You want to come? And he said, what? All of his family thought, you know, we were lying to him until he got his passport. And so we went. We did know that, you know, he had been angry at God because his mom had died when he was young. Well, we go on this trip. His heart starts to open. In fact, he was the one that the lady came to ask to make the coffin. Well, kind of fast forward through the days, one of the surprises that I had for the guys, because they had been working so hard, was I chartered an airplane and I wanted to take them on a flight over the Himalayas to see Everest. And in the middle of the flight, I look at Ike, who had his hand on the window, and he was crying. Now, he's in his mid-60s, but crying. Big Hawaiian man. I remember he only had one tooth. That kind of gives you the kind of an idea of what his life was like. Mm. And he had been crying, and you know, I didn't bother him. That I asked him if he was okay, and he was. And later, he told me he remembered when he was a kid that God had told him that he was going to see Mount Everest. And it all came together. Mm. There's just no way that we could have written a story like that. And if I can fast forward the tape even further, within, I think, a year after that, Ike had passed away. He had, he died. And his body was cremated. And as we were doing the funeral, actually the memorial service, there was another team going to Nepal. And so we asked the family, would it be okay to sprinkle his ashes over Everest, and they did. They took half of his ashes there and the other half up Papakulea. And it's his way to just remind all of us, hey, God is real.
Someone today, Pastor Gia, as they listen,
yes,
they consider, is this possible? Is it conceivable that God could engage my life like that?
Yes.
That he could embrace me like that? That I could experience? What would you say?
I would say it's not only possible, it is more than probable. I would say start to look. Begin to ask the Lord, could you just show me? Show me a place. I might begin to pray for a miracle like my auntie being sick. I would just say, Lord, if you're real, would you begin to touch her? Would you begin to heal her? I would be asking for things that I would have never asked before, and I would begin to look. I would also ask God to reveal himself to me personally and watch what happens. I've had people, even today, there was an incident where I saw a person talk to them, and they said, had you been talking about this, about so-and-so with, you know? And I said, no, I didn't talk to anybody. Nobody else knew that I was speaking to them with it. They said, do you know that you're the third person who's talking to me about this in the last 2 days? I said, well, that's the Holy Spirit. That's the way he works. He's integrated. He knows. He wants us to be open to him. And he's real.
And if you haven't had this flash of a thought come across the conscience of your mind, why am I listening to Pastor Kiha Pimentel today? Why did I turn on the radio today? Why am I listening to this podcast at this particular time in my life? Could it be, dear one, that your prayers are being answered, that your silent cry expressing a need for God? God, are you there? God, do you care? God, do you know me? Do you know my name? Does it even matter why I exist? Those things uttered and unuttered, that God has listened and said, yes, I got you. I heard you. I'm going to send Kiha Pimentel to share heart to heart with you at this moment. Oh, at this moment. You know, when God takes a person and endues him with gifts, gracious capacities, gifts, qualities, over the course of time, the Lord is wanting to prepare a man. He'll prepare a woman for greater service. And sometimes, in the preparation of the greater service, there's some tenderizing that has to take place. Tenderizing of a heart. To create a level of sensitivity. A level of compassion. So much so that you can see it in their eyes. And you can feel it in the warmth of their voice. The gentleness of their touch. When we come back, difficult times. How has God helped Pastor Kiha? When we come back, stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
It's certainly not unusual, no. I mean, if you ask yourself why, maybe if you ask other people why am I going through this? Why did this have to happen to me? Maybe you ask God that. Maybe you ask him with a certain vehemence where there's a snide of bitterness that comes along with it. How could you let this happen to me, God? Why did you make, you know, and we start pushing the blame around, and we start thinking that, you know, God has it in for us in some way. And if you've ever felt like that, well, you're not alone. I understand. I've experienced that myself. I've reacted in ways just like you. So you're not alone. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, my guest, Pastor Kiha Pimentel, in studio today as we talk heart to heart about the issues of life, the things that we go through, and how God works with us through those times. You can find out more about Pastor Kiha at ChristCentered.tv. Pastor, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times?
Well, one of the hard times I already spoke about earlier, when I was having a hard time in college, I was flunking out of school, my parents were breaking up, I just felt out of control. In fact, my roommates at the time said, jokingly, maybe not, don't go near the high buildings. They didn't want me to go to the top. They had heard from other schools that people close off those buildings because people are jumping off. It was right about that time that I met Darren, and I get this whole nother sense about the world, a whole nother view about who God was for me. So that was a saving grace. Fast forward the tape, after being married for maybe 18 years, I had a second son who, as they were checking him in mom about what the sex of the child was, I see the doctor scrambling, and I'm like, what's going on? And they say, well, we're not seeing everything we want to see. And I find out later that he has big pukas in his heart. In fact, they said over the next several months, we don't have the technology or the equipment here on island. You have to go to the mainland to deliver baby. Of course, we had friends and family in the Sanford area, so we'd go there. And they said, hey, he's got 70% chance. I've got the best doctors in the world working on this child when he's born. And they were going to operate 2 or 3 days after he was born. Well, he's born in July, so he'd be about 14 right now. And he was healthy, beautiful. I got to carry him. We got to walk him to NICU. And they said, you know what, he's so healthy, we're not going to delay the operation. We want to operate now. We think that's his best chance. And they had already said, hey, it's 70% chance that he's going to be, you know, just fine. He might never play sports. He might need a heart transplant when he's 1, maybe again when he's 10. But we feel really good about his chances. And I've been one to beat odds all my life. I just thought, okay, this is going to be fine. Well, baby dies in that first day after 14 different attempts at, resuscitating him. And I did not expect that. And we cried our eyes out for, what seemed like weeks. It was a very, very trying time, especially for my older son, who was 10 at the time. I thought, gosh, I don't want that to be a faith breaker. God felt close, but I still felt the pain of it all. My wife and I had gone through counseling for a number of years. In fact, for the next 7 years, in and out of trying to recover. For her, it was really especially difficult. And so after being married 24 years, she said, hey, I gotta go. And so for me, going through that divorce, I was broken. In fact, it's amazing that I'm even talking about it now on the radio. In those days, I was so full of shame. I felt disqualified. I felt completely lost. Even though I knew God and I knew He had some plan, it didn't look anything like what I thought. So I continued to serve. I wasn't a pastor then, but I was serving in and around the church. I had brothers and sisters who walked alongside me and my ex-wife. We continue to be dear friends. We love each other from afar, just as if we were close. Here, she lives on the mainland now. God gives second chances. I met a woman some years later, and Heidi and I are married now 5 years. And I'm so thankful that I get to have all of those dreams restored, and at the same time still have great relationships with my past. So,
Pastor Kiha, how did you make it through a season that doesn't seem like it's going to end, where you become, I would just describe it as a spiritual bewilderment. Mm. Are you not knowing? Sometimes you go through life doing the motions, but you don't even know if you're all there. You just are moving.
Yeah.
How did you make it through that?
I don't know exactly, except for just following God. I do remember having all of these feelings of shame or discouragement, and feelings of loss. What has been the best blessing is I was just able to grieve the losses. That in itself is a huge, huge help for me, to have been able to really feel the loss of a son or the loss of a marriage. What I've done before that was try to figure it out in my head. I'm thinking I'm smart enough. I could have done this. I could have done that.
Analyze it.
I'm analyzing it. And next thing I know, I'm blaming other people. I'm blaming myself. Mostly I'm blaming other people. But it never finished. And now that I'm in this position, I can see why they say the guys who have PTSD and the guys who don't, the differences are the guys who will grieve the losses. That there's no judgment on the feelings, that I'm able just to feel it, and that I can express it with people who know me and love me, and they won't judge me as well. So that I could be broken and I'm healed by community, that God showed Himself in other people around me. So if I can tell this story, I remember mentoring young men. And after a while, there's a guy who wouldn't be around for a while. I mean, a couple of years later, he ended up asking me, hey, Uncle, can you come to the hospital? My wife just had a baby. I'd like you to name the baby. And I said, hey, thank you. I'm so glad to do that. So I'm there with him, and we've been meeting weekly for a couple of years. But then he just disappeared. I said, hey, brother, where you been? I should say before this, I was kind of brought up to maybe I inherited it, maybe I learned it, but it was, I only share the good stuff. I wouldn't share the bad stuff, because if I shared the bad stuff, it only gave them permission, gave them, the people that I'm helping, permission to be weak and permission to sin too. Well, he said to me, "Uncle, I hate myself when I'm around you." I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" He said, "You're so good. You're so perfect. And there's just no way that I will. So it's easier for me to be away from you." It broke my heart. It broke my heart. It was from that I decided, hey, you know what? I just got to be more transparent, more vulnerable. And so what about how they act and how they respond? I'm going to share where I've been hurting, where I've been weak, where I've failed, and see what happens. And what I noticed was, rather than creating distance, it actually closed the distance between me and another. And then I just recently realized, hey, that's exactly what Jesus did to me. He had every right to show only his power and give me lickings when I was out of line. But instead, he showed his weakness. He died for me and closed the distance between me and the Father. I said, hey, you know what? That's a secret there. I'm going to start doing that. So as I kind of live, I'm working on being less and less shame about my past and be able to share it with people who may be going through the same things.
Is it any wonder why the Apostle Paul says, therefore, I will all the more boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest on me? Pastor Kia, you have touched on, and you have entered in, and now you live out incarnational living, Christ himself becoming one of us, mm-hmm. experiencing the struggles, the trials, the feelings. I think you're right. He did it so that we could connect with him, mm-hmm. and that we could connect with others. The Apostle Paul certainly grasped on to that eternal truth, that spiritual truth. Hey, no shame, my friend. No shame, no shame. Yes. In Christ, no shame. When we come back, more from Pastor Kiha Pimentel, Heart to Heart with you.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Here
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, that's right. When somebody opens their heart and they share, there's a level of transparency. It engages me. It makes me want to open up too. I feel safe. You can feel safe when you're around a person like Pastor Kiha Pimentel. After you listen to him, I mean, you talk about tenderizing a heart. Yeah, my heart's become tender to want to engage and talk and share and open up. And I hope it's the case for you as well. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You can find out more about our program, other resources at thegoodlifehawaii.com, and find out more about Pastor Kiha and ChristCentered.tv. ChristCentered.tv is a member on staff there at C4. He serves with the Foursquare District, Hawaii Foursquare District, as a church health coach. Pastor Kiha, what would you say to someone who's going through a rough time right now?
I would say that God knows, that Jesus knows every single issue that is against you right now. And not only does he know it from afar, but he is in your body and he feels all the things that you're feeling. He's thinking, he knows the things that you're thinking, and he wants you to know that he's the answer. He is an answer. And when I found out that I was fully understood, that somebody didn't need to hurt because I was hurting, that I don't need to lash out, that I didn't need to take revenge, I didn't have to make somebody else pay, because he knew it and he already paid for me. He's saying, I'm the way out. Follow me. I didn't even need to have faith. All I just need to say is, okay, I'm following you. Let's go. And I say to you who are listening in a car, in a house, wherever you are, no matter what you're facing right now, is God knows. And he's here for you. And he's saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. I've always loved you and have a plan for you. This is not the end. This is just the beginning. Trust me. Follow me. I have somebody I'm going to share with you very soon. So people are going to rally around you and follow where he goes.
Can you lead in a prayer for our dear one right now who needs someone to pray for them?
Heavenly Father, for my brother, for my sister, wherever they are, I see you, God, already crying. You've been hurting as they have been hurting. You said, Lord God, that you paid for this already, that there is a hope and a future, that all we need to do is turn to you, that we could confess that we have been sinful. Yes, we have been shamed because of the things that we've done, the things that we've said, the things that our own hands have touched. But Lord God, you say you have paid for it. You would wash this one clean by your blood, that they are clean, white as snow, that if they turn their lives to you, that they would be found by you. They seek you. You promise, God, that you would find them. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you have made it that they could even hear this message right now through the radio waves. That they know you, that they start to walk with you, that they find another brother or sister, Lord, that we just say, we surrender now, we surrender, and we're going to be open to whatever you have for us, whether it's picking up the word, whether it's being led by someone else to in a prayer or go to church or find somebody else that I can begin to share my burdens with. That in itself, you say, is relief. You know, God, that it's possible right now to be completely healed of this situation when it looks like there is no end or no way out, that you, Lord, are the saving grace for every single one of us. There is nothing more that we need other than you. I pray this, Holy Spirit, would you take your firm root now? would you now send your angels, healing angels, whether they be mm-hmm. through people or through other way. Lord, Holy Spirit, would you have your way through my brother, through my sister, as they say, I surrender to you, Jesus. Now I am yours. Have your way. We pray this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Indeed, indeed, the Lord sends his man of God in this season, this moment, this hour, this period for you, dear one. Oh, how he loves you. He loves you. What vision, Pastor Kia, has the Lord given you in this season of your life?
You know, I'm thrilled to be living right here in Hawaii, right where, because of King Kawikiauli, Kamehameha III, when he took the throne, he said, my kingdom shall be a kingdom of learning. And I want that we all learn to read, so that we all learn to read the Word of God, so that we can have the kingdom of God here on earth, right here in heaven. Mm. And out of that became the most literate nation in the world, the most Christian nation in the world. And I believe that we here, right now, Hokulea is traveling around the world, telling everybody, Malama Honua. I also believe hidden in that same message are we, is to say, Malama Kiakua, that we are here to care for Jesus and to begin to share that word with everybody. We are Aloha people. There was a time when we as Christians were the same thing as what it was to be a Hawaiian. People think, hey, I got to have Hawaiian blood, or I got to have been born here in Hawaii, or I've got to practice the culture. But what it was to be a Hawaiian was, are you loyal to the king? Just that simple. I could be Portuguese, coming from Portugal, not speaking any Hawaiian. But if I was loyal to the king, I became a Hawaiian subject. And I know there are people here that are loyal to the king. There are those of us who've been hiding, maybe saying ourselves, hey, I'm loyal to the king, but you know, my workplace, I gotta defer to my boss or whoever. But it is time for us to take ground. It is time for us to share that Aloha Spirit with every single one we talk to.
With a loyalty to the King of
Kings. King of Kings, yes.
What's your favorite scripture?
Oh, gosh, I have a number. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can conceive what God has prepared for those who love us, or for those of us who love Him. Hmm. I feel like I get to have Christmas every day in this job. There's no way I could have imagined this. To be able to care and share and love on pastors, on their families, on their churches. I was just a plain guy just taking care of what I could take care of. So he has put that out in front of me. I think another scripture is that he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, of courage, of self-discipline. Before that, he says, I implore you, I encourage you. Mahuahua in Hawaiian, it says, Mahuahua, enlarge yourself. You know, take ground off of what God has given us, His blessing. I want to encourage those of us out there listening who have been kind of shy to take ground. He's saying, it is here in front of you. The Spirit of God is in us. The Spirit of God Himself, the one who raised Jesus from the dead. He is in us. We have it all right now. There's nothing that could stop us.
You are privy in your position to minister to pastors, pastors' wives and families. What are you privy to see of pastors and their wives, their spouses, their families, that others may not have a glimpse to see the grace and specialness that exists there?
So many think that a senior pastor has the hardest job. And it's true, they have a very difficult job having to shepherd. There are a number of us who have who are shepherds over large flocks, small flocks, it doesn't matter. But we are lays that look like a hakule, where you have a good front and then a whole bunch of stuff on the backside that you just don't want to share or show anybody. I see a harder job for the spouse of a pastor. Because as if I'm a senior pastor, I can unload on my wife, but she, not wanting to mar the name of Jesus, would not want to ever speak ill of her husband, will carry that burden, and some to a crippling place. And so one of the hopes that I have is that if you're one of those spouses listening now, even, is that you would share your plight with a trusted other. It could be another pastor's wife, because they go through the same thing. Find someone, and it's okay that it's even someone in your church, but it needs to be someone who can anchor the confidentiality. Mm-hmm. But when you are able to share it, even then, does the Lord allow for others to carry the burden as well? I've seen so many people in ministry are burned out, are hurting, are aching. And what happens in the home, even with the children, doesn't necessarily match what's outside. So I would say to those of us who are in and around the church leadership, would we begin to develop relationships, and would we be rods that anchor, grounding rods that anchor any upset or hurt, that I would know what my pastors are facing, and that I could be a safe place to help them walk through it, or I could help them with maybe counseling in another place. There's all kinds of resources. Townsend and Cloud does a really good one for ultimate leaders. I recommend pastors to go there. I recommend pastors' wives to go there, because in confidentiality, they're able to share their plight and to get healthy, because we're all broken in some places. And so I just would want to encourage them that way.
Spoken from a man who has experienced a gentleness, a tenderness, and who really loves the body of Christ and loves pastors, loves leaders, a coach par excellence, Pastor Kia Pimentel. Pastor, thank you so much for coming, for sharing as you have. I so greatly appreciate you.
My pleasure, Danny. God bless you. Thank you for this ministry that reaches so far. And God bless every one of you who are listening right now.
That's it. That's it for you. I hope, as you've heard him, you've been moved by the insights from Pastor Kiha. Find out more at ChristCentered.tv. You know what? God's timing is indeed perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And you know, if you haven't done so, hey, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Would you do it? Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special message prepared for you there. If you'd like to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I want to thank you in advance. 1 Peter 5:6. So humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and in his good time, he will honor you. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Kia Pimentel. Find out more at ChristCentered.tv. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.